This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Dozens of people have been blocked from getting married in New York City because they are, unbeknownst to them, already married. According to the New York World, a digital news enterprise at Columbia University, thieves stole the bride's and groom's identities and used them to get married themselves. Reporter Sasha Chavkin wrote the article and joins us now. Welcome to WNYC, Sasha.
Thanks for having me, Amy.
You say in your article, these applicants for marriage licenses often do not know their identities have been stolen. When do they find out? At the altar?
In many cases, they don't find out until they show up at the city clerk's office and ask for a marriage license, and then on the spot, they are denied.
And how do their potential spouses react?
They are often very surprised. There was one woman whose fiancé was denied, and she described how she went to the city clerk with him to get married, and the clerk pulled out a transcript that said he had two marriages on record, and she looked at him, and he said, "I swear it's not true." And it turned out it was, in fact, a fraudulent marriage, and he had been a victim of identity theft.
Right, but it can lead to some uncomfortable conversations about your prospective spouse's past life. In some cases, you say the identities were stolen by others to commit immigration fraud. Tell me how that works.
What happens is an identity thief will steal the identity of someone who is single, not yet married, and will then use that to get married either themselves or through an associate to an undocumented immigrant who's seeking American citizenship.
How do you know that these brides and grooms are indeed victims of identity theft and really did not marry somebody else already?
Well, we know it's identity theft because hundreds of couples are appealing their rejections and saying the marriages are fraudulent. And in most of the cases where a judge reaches a decision on the appeal, they're in fact finding in favor of the applicant and saying that they were a victim of identity theft.
Can you give me an idea of how widespread this is?
So since October 2006, there have been 1,769 people who were denied at the city clerk when they applied for marriage applications. Over that time period, 249 of them have appealed on the grounds that the marriages were fraudulent. Of the 249 appeals, most have not been resolved yet. Of the cases that have been decided, 61 have been approved. The person has been found indeed to be a victim of identity theft.
You tell a story of one person, Stephanie Diaz, who tried 15 years ago to get married, but she was told she already was married. Tell us what she tried to do to straighten out her record and what happened to the relationship she was in.
She tried to get married in 1998, found out that she had a fraudulent marriage the year before to a man she'd never heard of. She jumped through all kinds of hoops to try to get rid of the marriage. But at that time, there was nothing that could be done about the problem, and it ended up taking so long for it to be addressed that she broke up with her fiancé in 2000 and never ended up getting married at all.
Ooh, does the story have a happy ending?
It has a partly happy ending. 5 or 6 years later, the city clerk had set up a program to try to help people in her situation. So she appealed in 2007 and was able to get the old marriage off of her record. However, she is not married and doesn't have plans to get married now. So if she wants to get married, she can.
Great story. Thanks for joining us, Sasha, to talk about it.
Thank you, Amy.
Sasha Chavkin of the New York World. For a link to the article, go to WNYC.org. This is WNYC.